on 882 6PR. This is Peter Bell.
22 past one, we are with Jeff Potter from Friedman Lurie Singh & D'Angelo. We're talking about personal injury, medical negligence law. If you've got a question for Jeff, 9221882 to Kevin in Balcatta. Hi, Kevin.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Yes, just wondering, I had an accident about a year ago, and Australian Commission is still investigating the problem. Except in one point, liability, again, they said they're investigating. Is that normal, or is there something wrong with the case? Or?
Well, it depends on the facts of the case, but my usual practice is if the Insurance Commission can't make a decision in 3 months, well, I'll just issue legal proceedings, because it shouldn't take more than 3 months to investigate. I assume it's a motor vehicle accident. It shouldn't take more than 3 months to investigate such an accident, and yeah, sometimes you just got to push them, instruct a lawyer, commence legal proceedings, find out what's going on.
Yeah, just I was on my way to work and hit by another car, which didn't fail to stop in the giveaway sign, and everything is in my sight, but I'm not sure what they're investigating. They're still just...
Well, I think what you'll probably find may have happened is that the driver of the vehicle that didn't stop, they can't find that driver, so they have to go through the process of trying to find the driver.
Oh, and no, actually the driver was there at the moment I was taken to the hospital. At that time, he was in the police was interviewed him and everything, and he got a fine for his reckless driving or something like that, which is I got all of that information, and still I'm not sure what's
Kevin,
going on.
Kevin, do you have a lawyer helping you at the moment?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so maybe just ask that lawyer to be a little more proactive and say that, hey, I think things have gone on long enough, I want to see some action.
Yeah, sounds a good idea.
Okay, right. Okay, Kevin, good luck to Michelle in Thornleigh. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dar. Look, second time I've rung back. How embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing.
I'm ringing to inquire. I'm ringing to inquire. When I was 13, I had an operation. It was a large one. I had my large bowel removed. Now, when that actually happened, my father was given three options. The doctor who operated on me was meant to be the best in Australia at the time, so we went to Sydney. But he gave my dad three ultimatums, and my dad chose, like as an example, dad chose number two operation. It wasn't until about 3 years later or 2 years later when a better specialist came along board in Sydney that my dad changed doctors, who had to perform another operation on me.
Mm-hmm.
When he opened me up, the files did not match the insides of my body. So a different operation was actually done than what my dad agreed to. So I was under anaesthetic for 12 hours.
Okay.
And my dad was aware of it. He found out when I was 15. I found out about it probably about 5 years ago. You've got 7 years to claim a medical malpractice claim, I believe. But does that mean that when you're a minor that you actually fall underneath your parent knowing for those 7 years that you've lost any chance of medical malpractice suit? Or does that come once you're an adult and you find out that's what happens, you've got a chance to do something about it?
Good question. Good question, Michelle. Jeff, over to you.
Well, the Limitation Act's pretty complicated. Generally speaking, before a particular date in November 2005, people injured before then had 6 years in personal injuries from the date of the negligence or the date they turned 18. Then subsequent to November 2005, it's only 3 years, but it's extendable up to 6 years. But there's an exception for childbirth and all these other things. There is an interesting exception. I don't think that Kerry's...
Michelle.
Michelle, sorry. I don't think Michelle's mad, but if you're insane, the limitation period doesn't quite run, which I actually used once, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Minors, they get a bit of leeway by the courts, and there's been some interesting decisions under the new act that's been applied. But essentially, if you don't know about it, you get a bit of leeway as well. But my feeling on this one, just off the very brief information, is it's probably a bit far in the past.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got to weigh up how bad is the damage,
yeah,
and then is it worth investigating for the injured person? You know, what's the, if you like, the pot of gold, or what's the damages that they might be entitled to? But complicated case.
Yeah, it is. Does raise an interesting question about, I guess, when you became aware of it, and we're dealing with minors generally, kids. You might not have been aware of it, like Michelle, until you might have had the operation when you're 15, but actually found out about the alleged malpractice or whatever you want to call it at 20, and then, you know, want to do something when you're 22. So you, under the rules now, well, 7 years has passed, you might not fit in, but you only actually found out 2 years ago. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was long-winded and complicated, but that, it does raise that sort of question, I guess.
Well, when they changed the Limitation Act, there was a lot of work on that issue because under the old Act, it was just too bad. Mm. It was a straight mathematical thing, no extensions except for asbestosis. But under the new legislation, it's a bit more flexible. But my feeling is this one probably won't fit in. But, you know, if there's a lot of damage there, and it's a big operation, obviously, go and speak to a lawyer. We're good guys. Usually we won't charge unless we, you know, unless you recover compensation. And often you'll spend 5-10 hours looking at something.
Okay, there you go. There's some advice, Michelle. Good luck with that to Kerry in Rockingham. Hi, Kerry.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've just got a situation where we had to claim insurance recently. We live in a rear block in Rockingham, and the people in front are starting to build. And the earth-moving guys, when they were digging, dug through all the utilities, gas, power and Telstra and ripped them out of the ground. So we had to have we couldn't live in our house. We had to move to a hotel for a few days, and of course we were slammed with the excess. And so I'm wanting to know: can we claim against the earth moving company or the builder or the owner for that excess?
Well, that's an easy question. Yes.
Oh, good.
whether you win or not, I don't know. But I mean, what some people sometimes what happens is that people distinguish between the excess and the actual damage. The damage is all the damage, and you're entitled to be paid for all of it. But if you're paid by your insurer, there might be an excess. But if somebody else is responsible, whether they're insured or not, the whole damage is recoverable.
Oh, good. So would I send it to the earth-moving company or the owner of the land?
Well, I'd start with the owner, and I'd just try and be nice to them, because they're going to be living next door, aren't they? So
keep your neighbour happy. It's no drama with them.
Yeah, and this is what insurance is all about. I mean, and it should be done in a non-confrontationist way, and just as long as there's a bit of progress, a few time limits, etc., and just move the issue along. And they should tell you who the insurer is and just be nice to the insurer. And it seems pretty clear from what you've said.
That's what I asked my insurance company if they knew their insurance, and they said they didn't. They didn't know who they were, but I think they do.
The other thing I just should add is that your insurer has also suffered lots of loss, so it's really their job to do it.
No, actually, all the damages have been sent to the relevant, the Water Corp, etc. No, they didn't, actually. All it was food. Our food was completely gone, and 3 nights accommodation. But we didn't have power and stuff for a week. They didn't, actually. It was only very minimal, about $1,000. So we were sort of, we're the ones that have suffered the worst. And we're no fault at all, so that's why I asked.
I think you've got two choices. One is to go the route I mentioned before to try and recover the cost, and the second is to have a series of very good barbecues with your new neighbour.
Good on you, Kerry. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you, everyone, for your calls. And thank you, Jeff.